can you follow me to Judges chapter 15? Judges 15. Just for us to pray. Judges 15. I would like to read from verse 1. And I will be true in verse 6. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go in to my wife into the chamber, but her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hast utterly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes and took firebrands and turned tail to tail and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines and burnt up both the shocks and also the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. Verse 6 finally. Then the Philistines said, Who has done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnath, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Just for us to pray together. Especially with the youth. We thank God for his mercy over our lives. And if you are a youth, happy are ye. It is not easy to be a youth. It's a privilege to be a youth. As we have been hearing since we came, the Lord through our brother has been bringing instructions which I believe that we are taking note of. Not just in our notebooks, but in our hearts. And now the Lord is like gathering the fragments, putting everything together so that we can pray. Where I read is a story that you know very well. The story of Samson Manoah or Manoah. The story of Samson. In chapter 14, Samson went down to Timnath and he saw a woman of the daughter of the Philistines. And As we heard yesterday, he fell in love with the woman. And he came up and said, get her for me. He called a family meeting and said, I have found a lady to marry. Get her for me, for she pleased me well. The parents tried to stop him, but he prevailed. And even as he was going down to go and marry that woman, there was an intervention from God, yet he prevailed. A lion roared. The lion was not actually against Samson. The lion was just telling him, go back. Go back. But he quickly silenced the lion and went ahead. And when he landed, the bride price was seven days' feast. Terrible. 7 days. People will come in the morning and they will eat till they are satisfied. And tomorrow they will gather again. And after the seventh day, when he was supposed to take the woman, I don't know the tradition, so he didn't go with the woman. And even before that, they said there's one thing that remains. Say, what is that? They brought 30 men and said, you have to buy suit for them. At that time, his money had already finished. So he went somewhere and fought and took spoils and settled that one. Then he left after some days. That's where we started reading. I'm just trying to tell you the context of our text. As he came, of course, you don't go to your in-law's house empty-handed. He came with a kid. But before he came, the father-in-law had already given the same woman to another man. I don't know whether that man paid bride price or not. Bible didn't tell us. So when Samson came with every confidence that my wife is safe in the house of my in-law, only for him to hear the father-in-law say, sorry, I thought you are no longer interested. So I gave her to your companion. But that's not a problem. Her junior sister, if you check, you will notice that she's even more beautiful. So can you take her? You know what that means? Another 7 days. Hallelujah. So Samson said concerning them, now shall I be what? More blameless than what? The Philistines. Though I do them harm. And he left. Now, I'm not standing here to tell you stories. But I'm here to pray with you. If you are a youth, please listen. There's something that God wants to do this morning. And I pray that you do not miss it. I didn't hear you say amen. You know, Jesus or Samson is a type of Jesus. Samson went down to marry this uncircumcised. In the same way, Jesus came down in search of a bride. From where? Is it from among the angels? You are not answering me. From among the angels? From which people? From men who we are rotting in sin. But there's a matter that made me to even raise this matter. that after paying all that Samson was asked to pay, when he's supposed to enjoy the woman he suffered to marry, that woman was given to another man who did not pay one naira. And Samson saw it as an offense that must be avenged. Are you following me? Please follow me. And he said that he shall be blameless, though he do the Philistines harm. Some version says he do them harm. Nobody will blame him. But you know that whereas Samson paid with money, Jesus paid with his life. And it's unfortunate that those lives that Jesus paid for, it is the devil who didn't pay one naira that is enjoying them. You are not following me. Praise the Lord. Samson paid 7 days. He jeopardized his life just to get 30 change of raiment to settle the 30 men. And he never enjoyed that woman even for one day. When he's supposed to enjoy the woman, another man who didn't pay one naira was the one enjoying the woman. Do you know that the death of Jesus on the cross was for every man? Are we together? He paid for everyone. When you see a prostitute that the spirit of immorality is celebrating her life, that's a life that Jesus paid for. And the one who didn't pay a dime on her life is the one in charge. Is the one enjoying her. It is an offense that must be avenged. May God grant you understanding. Samson saw it as an offense. And you remember that when he avenged, even the Philistines did not blame him. He said, "He shall be blameless, though he do them harm." He really harmed them, and nobody blamed him. Instead, they blamed his what? His father-in-law. So they told that lady that agreed to be given to another man who didn't pay one naira on her head. And the father who gave her to that man, they took two of them and put them inside the room and burnt the house. So, why this story? When Samson wanted to avenge that offense, the process of avenging that offense is the reason why I'm standing here. Brethren, there's an offense that must be avenged. That lives that Jesus died for, some of them, it is the spirit of drunkenness that is celebrating them. Some of them, it is the spirit of smoking that is celebrating them. Some, it is the spirit of immorality that is celebrating them. It is an offense that must be avenged. Can I inform us that the whole essence of this meeting is to raise men through whom the Lord will avenge that offense? Are we together? Samson left. If you want to title what I'm dealing with this morning, you can call it Foxes of the Kingdom. of the kingdom. As Samson left, having determined to avenge what was done. Brethren, enough of apologetical message or preaching. I don't know how to put it. But Paul said, knowing the terror of God, what did he say they do? They persuade men. They persuade men. That was how the approach they gave the message, the gospel, in their own era. Knowing the terror of God, they persuade men. Samson was determined that this is an offense that must be avenged. I know that when you see a sinner walking along the road, you just conclude that he doesn't want to repent. And you forgot that somebody gave his life for that sinner. Somebody died. Just like when I see some people being ashamed of carrying Bible walking along the road. Especially sisters. They have already gotten a very pitiful bag that contain their Bible. So they cannot carry their Bible on their hands while walking on the road. That Bible you are ashamed to carry. Some people we are set a place to make sure that that Bible reaches. They were born to ashes in their quest to preserve this Bible so that you can read it. And I'm wondering how you'll be ashamed to carry what somebody laid down his life to preserve for you. Samson left with a determination to avenge that offense. And I was wondering how he wanted to do that. As he left, the Bible said, he went and he caught, what did he catch? 300 foxes. And he took a firebrand. And what did he do? He turned them pair by pair. He tied them in pairs. And after tying them, what did he do again? He tied the firebrand on their pairs. And he put fire. And he let them go into the standing corns, into the shocks and standing corns, the olive, the vineyard, the olives of the Philistines, and they got everything burnt. May God grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. When he left, because he needed. He needed something that will help him to avenge that offense. And when he left, I don't know why, the only thing that came to his heart was to look for what? Foxes. And how he caught 300 foxes is still a mystery. If you are asked to go and catch even 10 dogs, I hope you can do that assignment successfully. Even if you are asked to go and catch fowl, just 20 fowl, I hope you know it's an easy task, Gabi. Unless you are asked to go and catch broiler. If it is local fowl, you know what is before you now. How this one man caught 300 foxes.
Maybe when we get to heaven, I will ask him how it happened. But my concern is, where did he go for foxes? Why not for goats? Why didn't he go for goat or sheep? Why foxes? We will see. But he left quietly. He walked away quietly. And his father-in-law may be thinking, oh, thank God, oh, thank God he left. And people around must have wondered, is this man correct at all? A woman you labor for 7 days. Your life was jeopardized for her. And that same woman was given to another man. And you didn't even quarrel. You just walked away. He went in search of what? Foxes. He walked away. When Jesus died on the cross and he said it is finished, even after his resurrection, how many were there when he resurrected? 120, Abi? On the third Pentecost, how many were there? 120, Abi? Did he die only for 120? Yes, he left. Even when he was looking, seeing people he died for being celebrated by sin, by Satan, by self, by the world. He left in search of what? In search of foxes. In search of the kingdom foxes. Our wish you will be counted among the foxes. Hallelujah. Samson left in search of foxes. And the Bible reported that he caught 300. He did not just invite them, he caught them. They were captured. They were arrested. They were comprehended. They were apprehended, rather. He apprehended them. 300 of them. The word caught means that they tried to escape. But he did what? He caught them. It is my prayer that even in this meeting, he will catch you. Hallelujah. Yes. That he will apprehend you. He will arrest you in the name of Jesus. Now, why did he go for foxes? It's because of the nature of a fox. I have no time to take us along in the study of the nature of a fox. But one of the things that you need to know about a fox is that it's very smart. Another thing is that a fox is very intelligent. And a fox can adapt to any environment, any situation. And I'm seeing youths as these foxes. You wonder that he did not go for a goat. He did not go for a cow. He looked for something that has fervency in himself. There's one thing about every youth, as the Lord has been showing us. That thing is fervency. There is this fervency in every youth. And I discovered that all the men that God used, even the Lord Jesus, served his father in his youth. I hope I'm right. How old was he when he died? That is a youth, Abi, or an old man. Even John the Baptist served God as what? As a youth. How old was he before Jesus was born? Maybe I just 6 months. So when Jesus died, although he died before Jesus. So while he was in the wilderness, in the desert, preaching that fiery message, he was at the age of what? Around that. I hope you're following me. Oh, praise the Lord. When God called Jeremiah, was he an old man? These are what? Foxes of the kingdom. I don't know if you're following me. Eh? Oh, the youth, are you following me? Or are you tired? Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus is looking for what? Foxes of the kingdom. But these foxes must first be caught. They must be caught. We saw that Samson caught them. One of the problems that we have is that we have Christian youths that have not met Christ. Youths that have not been caught. And because they have not been caught, they cannot step into this matter. When Samson caught them, the Bible said he took a fire branch. And he joined them tail by tail. I don't know if I have time to deal with these issues. And when he put the firebrand on their tail, he set the firebrand on fire. And he released those foxes. And they entered into the farm of the Philistines. They are standing corn. We will look at what these standing corns represent. Those forces burnt them down. Their olive trees, their vineyards, they burnt them down. Everything. And God is looking for such youths. Youths that he will set on fire for his cause. Oh, praise the Lord. You see, even when the Holy Ghost must have come upon an old man, what can he do with it? He can only dream dreams. I don't know if you are following me. Eh? If you are youth, if you are youth, you need to cry, even in this meeting as we are going to pray. What is the prayer? Lord, set my life on fire. That's my prayer. Because what you need to do now, you cannot do it if you become old. Set my life on fire. There are standing corns of the Philistines in the world that needed to be burnt down. I don't know if somebody is hearing me. Eh? You know the trouble with our current, many of our present day youths. When you look at them, you may think some of them are so innocent. As if they don't know anything, they know more than you. Some of them that are still eating Mama Tankma, Papa Tansa, are already looking for somebody to marry. And somebody who will marry them. If this meeting is marriage seminar, I had the privilege of speaking in one university. And I didn't know that the student they had access to the timetable. They saw the time for marriage seminar. During other messages, the whole place, looks scanty. But immediately it was time for marriage seminar. Come and see. They started coming in with their phones recording. Because the only thing in their head is what? Is marriage. Even though they do not even know what marriage is all about. But because they fear that marriage is an opportunity to have someone who will just be taking care of her. Who will be meeting her needs. Sorry. That is not the essence of marriage. When a young man says, I want to marry you. The question is not whether he loves you or not. The question is, where are you going to? Because I'm coming to be an helpmeet. Where are you going to? What is God's agenda on your life? What am I coming to help you to? And if he said, I don't know, just come, let's be going together. That relationship should be suspended. Some of you that are clamoring for marriage, do you have the capacity to help a man? What do you have? You cannot pray. Which means, even if your husband is backsliding, you cannot stand in the place of prayer and recover him. You don't even know the Bible. If you deliver a baby, can you instruct that baby according to the word of God? Do you think you are ready for marriage? But the Bible made me to know that those who are not married, they should be concerned about what? The work of God. Is it not true? Samson left in search of foxes, in search of animals that has vibrancy in them, animals that could be violent, that can do the job. Even though it is not the will of God for any soul to perish, but if you go and ask God, you will hear him say, I would have preferred you repentant while you are a young person. Unfortunately, some of us, when we repented newly, we had a group we called Life in Word Evangelistic Team. It's made up of youths. We didn't even know that this one is a girl or this one is a boy. The thing was not in our mind. Our official retreat that time was three times in a week. We go for morning cry, we go for evening cry. Our pride in those days was how many places did you preach this morning? When we are talking, that's how we discuss. We used to write to these people from US, Grace and Truth Tracts. They will send us. Before you know it, we'll finish it. What are you doing with this vibrancy, your fervency as a youth? You are relaxing until you now have three legs. Then you come and say, God, wherever you send me, I will go. Where can you go? Do you know that? I think during the Second World War, Most of the soldiers that America fought with, they were youths. They fight without looking back. Because they don't have anybody, they don't have a wife, they don't have children. So when they are standing in the battlefield, they fight without looking back. What are you doing as a youth? Very soon, you will no longer be a youth. Some of you are moving away from this stage and you have not even secured any testimony to tell your children. I have shared with us when I didn't have money to buy a megaphone, I went to these tinker people. They use pans to construct a horn for me. I will preach in English. I will interpret it.
He said, no, don't worry.
But when you start to grow old, when you bring your cloth for washing, the next thing you bring is seed. That will show you that you are doing what? And even as I am here, my children are already calling. He said, Daddy, when are you coming back? Hey, youth, nobody asks him, when are you coming back? He can move from Suleja to Abuja, from Abuja to Zaria, from Zaria to Sokoto. Nobody asks him, when are you coming back? That period of time is leaving you. You are going to miss it. And once you move away from that stage, it can't come back again. You cannot be young twice. Samson caught them. He didn't go for goats. He went for foxes. He caught 300 of them and took a firebrand. But he didn't put the firebrand immediately. He first tied them tail to tail. There was a yoking, I have no time to begin to take these things one by one. But brethren, the first question is, have you been caught? The way, thank God my brother is an ex-policeman. If policeman is holding you like this, you under arrest. Excuse me, has he arrested you? Holding you on the hem of your garment. Say you're under arrest.
Abba.
But this is where the Lord is holding some of us. You can do hand like this. And his hand is off your garment. Every policeman, if he wants to arrest, he will he will put his hand there and hold you well. Inside his hand. Have you been caught? Is it evident that the Lord Jesus has captured you as a youth? Do you know why the joining of tear to tear is beginning to be a difficult matter? It's because the person you want to yoke has not been caught. He has not been captured. He has not been apprehended. He has not been arrested. You cannot be apprehended. You cannot be caught. And the evidence of it will not be evident in your life. Excuse me. In case you are claiming that you have been caught, when did that take place? Can you tell the story the day Jesus captured you? You cannot be captured. When he captured Brother Saul, Brother Paul, anybody ask him any question, say, he will remember his journey to where? Damascus. On his way to Damascus. My brother, have you been caught? And he tied them tail to tail by pairs. He didn't bring five and tie them. Yoke it together. There's one yoke that you must take. The yoke of the master. Tying you with the master. Even though he was carrying a firebrand. But he was not going to tie the firebrand. He was not going to set it on fire. Until that time. Some of you. You are very free. To the extent that not even your parents can tell you what to do. Listen, as a youth who is here, one thing you must decide in this meeting is to get a disciple. Hello? Did you hear me? When you get home, ask your child if he or she is here.
a disciple. This matter must be pursued. Are we together? After buying them, he put the firebrands. Oh, my time. He put the firebrands. What is firebrand? I don't know how to explain it. We know the meaning of brand. Say this is a brand new car. This one is firebrand. How do I explain firebrand? He carries something that is ignitable. And he tied that firebrand on their heads. It is my prayer for the youth here. That the Lord will tie something in your heart that is ignitable. You know why your MA is too small? You didn't understand what I said. And I know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know? If you set a paralyzed man on fire, where can he run to? If he set a crippled man on fire, where can he run to? If you are setting a man on fire and you are expecting him to run, you must be sure that his two legs are correct. Oh, praise the Lord. But because I say we are going to pray, I am praying that even as a youth, that whatever God considered to be this firebrand, that he will fix it in your life. It could be a body. Brothers, before you marry a lady, find out if he has a body, if she has a body for the kingdom. I don't mean if she has a call into ministry. I mean if she has a body. If the kingdom of God is first in her heart. The same thing with you, brother, sister. I'm not teaching marriage. But you know some people, their wives have become their ministry. You are not hearing me. Your wife should not be your ministry. Your wife should be an help, meet for the fulfillment of what? Your ministry. And your husband too should not be your reason for living. There must be a reason for living. For which both of you are striving to do what? To actualize. I am praying for a firebrand. God must find a firebrand in a man to set on fire. Some of us, even when God is carrying fire and he comes around, there's nothing that can catch that fire. Am I speaking in parable? When you are told, God anoint me, anoint you for what? What is the body in your heart? Hallelujah. This is our time. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray. There are standing corns of the Philistines that must be burned down. Some of you that are into the internet, something like a site like Facebook. When you open Facebook, what do you see? You see that forces of the other kingdom, they are on fire. They are on fire. A lady will be looking at you like this, and she'll be removing her skates
and removing her pants. What did she want you to see? That's a fox caught by the devil, who is already on fire
for the kingdom of darkness.
But God is not scared. He's not afraid. He has only gone out in search of his own foxes, who will not count their lives dear to themselves.
Don't ask me what happened to the 300 foxes.
Such youths. Some of us. Do you know that somebody produced that Facebook? What are you doing about it? It burns my heart when I see even disciples.
The only thing they post in Facebook is their pictures.
And they do like this. They do like this. Sometimes they will do.
How did they put their hand there?
New profile. Do you know the meaning of these two fingers? You saw men who have already given their hearts to Satan. You don't know their symbol. You think it's a style. That's the only thing they post. 247 in the social media. And there's nothing that has to do with the kingdom
that they can post.
How do we burn down this standing cause of the Philistines?
Who will burn them down?
My brother, as a youth, if you will not be among these foxes, it's better you were aborted the day your mother conceived you. It would have been better he had miscarriage. And there was no cry of a baby. We are going to pray. So many standing corns. You see them all over. Of the Philistines. No matter their number. If God will find foxes that would be submissive enough to be caught, to be tied tail to tail, and to be sent in less than 24 hours, all those standing corns of the Philistines will be burnt down. Do you agree with me? Oh, you are not following me. The examination malpractice is a standing corn. Who will burn it down? All this immorality in the Facebook is what? It's a standing corn. Who will burn it down?
Are you hoping that it will be an old papa in the village that will do that? I'm asking the youth. Oh, you are not answering me again.
Samson brought those forces, they brought those things down. They are standing here and there. Here and there. People, you see a lady begging you on Facebook. Say, I'm available. This is my phone number. And she's not joking. We see them. Who will say, Lord, here am I. We used to have such people before. When the church used to circumcise their children on the 80th day before they sheathed their swords. I'm certain raising youths that are not circumcised, but they are speaking in tongues. I followed Brother Dennis to a meeting. We started from Abuja, to Jos, where he had a meeting. With the senior clergy in the Anglican communion with Benjamin, Archbishop Benjamin Kwashi. On my way back, because he stayed back behind, he wanted to see the governor of Plateau State there. I think three ladies, the way they dress, you dare not look twice. Unless you are an Enoch. But when the ball started moving, one of them started praying. Come and see prayer.
Her tummy was open.
No bra. Because she needed her breast to be shaking. I said, what? I became angry. Say, who trained this one? Who brought this one up? My sister, what are you doing? As a youth, what are you doing?
Some of you don't even have Bible.
Some of you don't even read. Even here,
you didn't come with Bible.
But the phone you are holding is not less than 80,000. But you cannot buy Bible of 3,000 naira.
Listen.
The enemy that planted that those cones, he is also looking for you. The woman, the widow said, the creditor has come
to take my two sons as bondmen.
We are going to pray.
Don't want to cross my time. I've already crossed.
We are going to pray. But I want them to say, let's pray that the Lord will save us on fire.
But the question I'm hearing in my spirit is, where is the firebrand?
What? Have you ever seen God coming down with fire when sacrifice was not laid on the altar? Will the fire be set on emptiness? Empty altar.
Excuse me, my brother.
I'm speaking to you as a youth. You may say, when it concerns me,
I'm just a small girl.
What do you mean by small girl? The pioneer of the revival that Naaman later squandered.
Was a little maid.
A little maid in the house of Naaman that spoke.
That my master will meet the man of God in Samaria. He will recover him of this leprosy. He didn't say more than that. And that statement became a national matter.
The king of Syria had to write a letter to the king of Israel because a maid spoke, a nameless girl. David was 17 years old when he began to fight a national battle.
When he began to lead for national revival, for the revival of a whole nation.
17 years.
What are you doing with your youth?
You are playing game in the phone.
Back and one.
If that was what the man that produced that game was doing, he would not have produced it. My brother, I wanted to say, God send us fire.
But where is the firebrand?
On what will he place the fire? Is there any burden in your heart? Are you saying, Lord?
Some of us that are students, we can say all the court boys in the high institution.
All those boys you see, they are forces of the kingdom of hell. They are on fire, and their target is the standing corn of holiness and righteousness. They want to burn it down.
What are you doing?
Is there any firebrand, any burden in your hearts? Is there any burden in your hearts? Anything I say, Lord, look at this body. Set it on fire.
So that I can move. So that I can move.
You're only talking about fashion.
Oh, this cloth I saw, this one I saw. Fashion.
No!
The way it is in my own heart. How I wish it would be so in your own heart.
Even if you don't, if it is one person in this meeting that will say, God, look at this firebrand in my heart.
Look at this vision.
Look at this body. Set it on fire.
Go God will come back with fire. And he will set it on fire.
I don't know if you're following me. Are we together? We are going to pray.
Every youth, we need to pray like never before. You need to pray. Medicine, offer God a firebrand and God set it on fire. All of them. What is your own firebrand? What you carry that you are saying, Lord, this is the body in my heart. Somebody produce that Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. What do you call them? You go to, go, they go, they come. Somebody produce them. And some of you can close your eyes and you type on your phone. Can't you cry and say, Lord, I want to produce first five Bible. They produce Facebook that is killing you. Say, I want to produce what? First Bible. First Bible, Lord. And I want it to go viral. First Bible, give me wisdom. Set this button on fire. It can. God can do it. He can do it. Can we cry to him? Let's just talk at this point. Let's cry to him. Can you stand to your feet? As a youth, you need to cry. You must not step into marriage a confused person. My brother, if you are 18 years, 16 years, 20 years, happy. Is there any firebrand in your heart that you are asking God to set on fire? Can you begin to pray? Can you begin to pray? Oh, you don't know those guests you call celebs. Some of them are useless. And they have vowed not to be useless alone. You take them to be your role model. Even when you are singing in the church, you want to sing like them. Uncircumcised lady. A lesbian. Who is a chorus leader in the church. Who is naked on the pulpit. And you didn't see other sisters who are sacred, who are consecrated. My sister, can you pray? Your life must make a meaning. As a youth. Oh. It's possible that you're already engaged. And the only thing in your heart now is to marry. To marry. And after your wedding, before 9 months, you're already looking for a baby. And that's how you become a baby nanny. What have you done? How many standing corns have you burnt down? Do you have any story to tell? Now that you can carry even this speaker and travel for kilometers without being tired, what are you doing with that strength? What are you doing with it, my sister? Can you present a firebrand before the Lord and say, Father, this is my firebrand. Set it on fire. Our brother will still come up to deal with this issue of tying tail to tail in discipleship. But you see, if there's no firebrand and you are tying a man in discipleship, he will grow a Pharisee. He
will grow a Pharisee. And we are beginning to experience some of them. No message can touch them again. They cannot listen to anybody again. Yet, they are doing nothing except coming to discipleship class. No firebrand in their hands. My sister, what is your vision for living? Where are you going in life? My brother, where are you going in life? What is your vision? You must contact a body in this meeting. A body that the Lord will set on fire. Can you cry? Can you pray? Some of you had such burden before. But along the line, marriage took it. The only thing bothering you now is the brother that will marry you, the sister you will marry. How many standing corns have you burnt down? Some of us, God used us to destroy some idols in our village. How many standing corns have you burnt down? Has anyone heard your voice since you claim to be born again? You are not praying. Can you pray? Can you pray? God is looking for foxes. He will send. They will not bother about their own lives. Brother Paul was one of them. He says, none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear to myself. Can you pray? Please pray. You must contact a body here. A body you are returning back home. You are returning with. You must present a sacrifice for this fire to burn. Oh Lord, will you not help us? Will you not help us? How can we hand over to successors that carry nobody? How can we hand over to youths that are even ashamed of holding Bible to walk along the road? Youths that don't get their inspiration from the Bible, but from worldly men. Lord, I feel like praying with some youths here. If you have heard God and you are saying, Lord, set my life on fire for you, can you join me here on this altar? We'll pray together. No more playing church. Set my life on fire for you. Join me on this altar. Join me. Join me. Join me. Join me. Set my life. Listen, it will affect you. If you are not ready, don't come out. This prayer is going to affect you. If you are not ready, don't come out. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. And after this prayer, please don't go back to your seat unless you are going to carry your bag. You'll be meeting somebody. Because this is a critical issue. There's still some of you that the Lord is waiting for. Please, can you join? Please join. Remember that the rule of the game is that whosoever will save his life will lose it.
But he that is willing to lose his life for the sake of Jesus and for the sake of the gospel, the same shall save it. Lay down this your life. Lay it down as an offering. I don't know your plans before, but I'm sure that the Lord is interrupting that plan. Some of you may be needing to submit to full-time discipleship from this meeting. The Lord is scattering some arrangements some of you have made, because he's going to set your foot on a course for the kingdom. Lay it down. Even if you feel like crying because of what he's telling you, just cry. You are free to cry. Weeping is permitted at this point. Even the captive woman, before she will become a wife to the man that captured her, she will mourn her father and mother very, very well. The man will be patient with her. She finished mourning her father and mother. You can mourn your father and mother now. You are free to mourn them. Kali brother gazenta ligaba. Le kuria bazeta taya daba. Balienda bazukeria nikabadaya. Rekete brozuketeya. Lanta mazekete. Baruta dekete ya bazadada. Lord. Masuka Badabaza Likete Brozukataya Gadaba Barika Bazata Ligaba Lekete Brozokotoria Mandaya Gadaba Likete Brozukete Mandaya Gadaba Lekete Lekete Rikete Bozukeya Mandaya Gadaba Ekete Bozukaya Le Rwanda Zike Mandakadaya Barika Zataya Lekete Brozukete Jesus. Robona, please come.
Amen. 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 Listen to this. Serious instruction. The story of Amnon gives me concern. Gave me concern. This is a prince, the heir to the throne, that after David, supposedly, is the firstborn. But he was burning with lust. To the point of committing incest with Tamar. Please. You are either born for the master, or you'll be burnt by the devil. I'm giving the last announcement now. You are a youth. You cannot deny that something is not on fire inside you. There is something is already burning. There is no youth that is free from being burnt, from burning. Some already burning with masturbation. You can be on Facebook for 4 hours, but you cannot read your faith book for 30 minutes. You don't have the faith book, the Bible. No youth is not without fire. There is something burning in you. Fire for something, and you want the fire of God to consume this other fire in you. Rise up and join us here. I am counting thread. If you don't run now to what is burning in you, bet me, I am not prophesying evil. You will be burnt. You will be burnt by the fire that is in your life. Run out here as a youth to burn for the master to set you on fire, or you are going to be burnt. Yahoo is setting many people on fire. In my local government, there is a community very close to my own community. They are burying two young boys within these 2 weeks. 20-something, they are being burnt by the spirit of Yahoo. They went to Ghana. They had all this, their Yahoo covenant and ritual. And they are dying one after the other. You come to the city now, 29 years, 30 years. In Aba, there is one of their clubs. They call it Perishing People's Club. In Owerri now, Yahoo has a church. Stopped by another Yahoo person. They attend their church with laptop. And their pastor will anoint the white laptop so that they will catch more people. I am calling, number one, will you run down here with whatever is burning in you, either love of money or whatever.
Consume me. You are either born or burnt. Definitely. You are either born. It takes fire to overcome fire. It takes a superior fire from God to overcome the fire of the enemy. Amnon burnt for immorality, burnt and got burnt because Absalom later killed him. He never smelled that road. Absalom also was on fire to rule over Israel, even when his life was not made at all. He also got burnt. He perished in the process. Say, Lord, set me on fire. Give me oil in my lamp and keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, O Lord. Burn or you'll be burnt. I am available as a firebrand, Lord, for you to set me on fire. Something is on fire in every youth, every teenager. Something is on fire. Yes, the name of that club in Aba, by these young people, Wayward Club, Wayward. Wayward Club. They are dying in their numbers. 19 years, 20. You see, 20 years old boy. In a car worth 40 million naira. The next few weeks, he will die. Set me on fire for yourself, O Lord. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, O Lord. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning as the day run. At the end of the world is very close. You are on fire for God, or fire of sin and the devil will consume you. Nobody is an odd man out. You can't sit on the fence. God will either use you or the devil will use you. The devil will use you and useless you. Father, set me on fire. May I hear for you so that the fire of the devil will not consume me.
Sotiribasondiribasandaya. Yes, Lord. Sotobe singaraba. Sotiriba.
Born or you be burnt.
Born for God.
Born for righteousness, or righteousness will consume you.
A little girl, and the fire of a fire of fashion is already destroying you. Fire of fashion. Look at what you carry in your head in the name of hairstyle, a student, 19 year old. You're already carrying a shrine in your head. Shrine. An idol altar on your head. Is there anything in your brain at all? That's why when you go to zoo, you have carryover, carryover. Why would you have a carryover? When what you carry in your head is enough to block your brain. You can spend hours just to play the head. A small girl like you. You have a hairstyle that worth thousands of naira, but you don't trouble your parents to buy textbooks in the school. You already possess it. You already possess. You are in trouble. What is that man that will come and marry a burden in the name of marrying a wife? You are too expensive to be a help any man. Let the fire of God burn off every of this rubbish. That's sin and deceit and worldliness. A little girl like you, you look at you, look like a masquerade. Too many things. You will make heaven light, not heavy. The narrow way is too narrow to contain too many of excesses. The too narrow to accommodate excesses in your life. God. Abba. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you place that your two hands in on your head? Whether you are lying or kneeling. Holy Spirit, move in now. And let my heart be whole again. Spirit. Spirit. Oh, Spirit, all Spirit, move now, oh, move now, and let my heart be whole again. Make my heart whole again. Spirit. Oh. Be gentle though. Yes, Lord. Oh. Kabo Sunchiri Kasidara. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Oh, more than I. Oh, moving now, Lord, I let my heart be whole again, whole again, whole again. Spirit, oh, 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 oh. Spirit, oh. Is your heart open for the Holy Spirit? Over me, over my life, Spirit. Oh, oh, over my soul. Oh, oh Lord, set me ablaze. Spirit move, Spirit move. Oh Lord, set me ablaze. Lord, Spirit move. Oh Lord, set me on fire. Spirit move. Oh Lord, set me on fire. Spirit move. Over me, Lord. Spirit move. The Holy Ghost. Oh, set me on fire, Lord. Spirit move, Lord. Over me, oh, set me on fire, Lord. Spirit move, Lord. Oh, Lord, set me ablaze. Spirit move, Lord. Over me, oh, set me on fire, Lord. Spirit move. The Holy Ghost is ready to set you on fire for himself. Oh, Lord. Burn or you'll be burnt. You either burn for him or you'll be burnt by the devil. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, set me ablaze, Lord. Spirit move. Oh, Lord. Oh, set me a fire, Lord, spare me, oh Lord. Oh yes, set me on fire, Lord. Oh Lord, set me on fire, Lord. Reveal me, Lord. Oh Lord, set me on fire, Lord. Spare me, oh Lord. Oh yes, set me on fire, Lord. Treat him, oh Lord. Oh yes, Lord, set me on fire, Lord. Set me on fire, Lord. Reba so teriba zingaya baria san. Set me on fire for yourself, Lord. Spirit move, Lord. Oh, set me on fire, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Spirit move, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Set me on fire, Lord. Spirit move, Lord. Oh yes, Lord, set me on fire, Lord. Spirit move, oh Lord. Yes, Lord, set me ablaze for yourself, Lord. Burn or you'll be burnt. Burn or you'll be burnt. Burn or you'll be burnt. The fire of the enemy is raging everywhere. A man and a woman be having intercourse. They will send it. They will send it in the internet. The Holy Ghost. Be open. Open anywhere you are. You are not. You shouldn't look around. Pray. The Lord is moving. The Lord is moving. This is for you, Holy Ghost. This is a space for all of us. The Spirit is moving. Be open for the Holy Ghost. Be open for the power of the Holy Spirit. Be open for the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, okay, but in the river. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Let your fire. Let your fire. Fire!
The
for Lord! Lord. Burn or you'll be burnt. Burn or you'll be burnt. Burn or you'll be burnt. The devil do not spare anybody. The devil do not spare anybody. Be on fire for the Lord or the fire of the devil. Just consume you. Father Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Rigiba Sinkiriba Sintari Masuntekaya. Ribabuzo Sinkiriba Sintari Masuntea. Thank you, Jesus. Suntiriba Basuntiba Ribi Sintaria Sangaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name, we have.